Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is wandering around the studio here someplace. He's getting prepared, though. Because we are literally leaving the studio and going diving right after the broadcast today. So he's gathering up some gear, and he'll walk in here momentarily, I have no doubt. But we have one of our fellow divers in South Florida connected via the web, Barry, our South Florida superfan, who we hope to dive with on Monday, on Labor Day, is with me right now. Barry, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, Greg.
Are you excited or what?
Oh, yeah. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful weather.
Yeah. Now, we're going to dive tomorrow, Sunday, without Barry, because he has other plans. But we're going to go back down to South Florida Diving Headquarters in Pompano Beach. And after the Okinawa was there last weekend, I just couldn't get enough. We may go dive it again, like a week or so later. It's just kind of cool to go check it out again. But if we do, we may or may not. You know, I may give it a little bit more time. I haven't decided yet because it's going to depend on the lobster report. Have you heard anything on the lobsters down there, Barry?
They may be out. You know, the seas have been a little rough, and now they've just calmed down. So yeah. I'm hoping that we're going to be real lucky this coming weekend.
Yeah, well, I think we will. And so that's going to be the challenge is to figure out, do we go dive the Okinawa again? And just, been there, done that, but kind of, CJ hadn't done it, so you have to do it and mark it off the list, or do we go after the lobster? Because it's going to be kind of a choice of one or the other. You hear what I'm saying, Siege?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what is your choice?
Okinawa.
You would rather do the wreck as a
I haven't done it.
Lobster?
Yeah, because I haven't done it.
It is a pretty cool dive. And did you hear the show last week, by the way?
I did not.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was a good time. You really missed an amazing experience when we went down and saw that thing sink firsthand. You're with me on this, right, Barry? That was so cool.
Oh, yeah. You really ought to go see it again tomorrow or Sunday, whichever day you're going. Because tomorrow. Tomorrow is Sunday. Okay.
Yeah,
you ought to see it before all the growth comes on there and bring a camera down and get some photos.
Okay.
Solid advice.
Yes. Well, we already did that, Barry, so we don't have to do that. It's up to CJ.
No, we had a professional take some really nice photos of
That's
us.
That's right. The lady from 4C. What was Nicole, I believe it was her name?
I think so. That was some camera she had, too.
Yeah, 4C.
That's how that happened.
Yeah.
I thought these guys look way too good.
Well, what do you mean?
You had a professional.
We did. She was very nice take our photo underwater. On the deck of the Okinawa, and it's up there at scubaradio.com. The photos have been posted, by the way. You can go check them out for yourself. But what's cool about the Okinawa is that they've put this dive bar structure on the top or on the back part of the tug they sunk, and it looks like a dive bar. So that's kind of neat. But the bartender is a mermaid, and she's holding this reflective globe. Did you see the picture, CJ?
I did.
And when you swim up to the globe, you can see your reflection of yourself underwater. And that is very unique. And I don't think I've ever seen that anywhere else on all the dive sites I've done in the world. I can't remember going down underwater and seeing a mirror type thing like that. I mean, can you, Barry? I mean,
no,
you've been around a little bit, right?
I've been around. Yeah, let's say that. yeah. No, I've never seen that before. And the wreck itself is just nice because it's not too deep. So you could really spend some time exploring, actually swimming through there, taking your time looking at it. The
looking at yourself underwater, yeah.
Now, when you say mermaids and globes, I have been blessed to see that underwater.
Yeah.
So,
but I don't think those
the globes you're
referring to do not are not reflective. I don't believe, unless you really rub them really, really, really good.
Careful.
Okay. So, yeah, it's very unique in that sense to go underwater and see yourself. And, you know, when I just found myself looking in the reflection and going, wow, I've seen myself. I never see myself underwater except in pictures. And it was kind of a weird experience. But there actually is a message that the artist and the group that put this down underwater, why they did that. They want people to experience that and have it reflect back on you to basically the message be that, hey, you're underwater. You're experiencing this. It's your job to take care of the underwater environment or to see what you can do to spread the love of, you know, the underwater world. Something along that line. I mean, we talked to him. He said something like that last week on the show, but
beautiful.
I think he's gonna cry.
I gotta go.
Yeah. Okay, so but it was a very cool thing. But I'll tell you, I'm gonna be a bit conflicted on whether or not I wanted to go dive the Okinawa again or go try to snag.
Well, it's up to you. Diving's diving.
Okay,
so
lobster.
There's really, you know,
we're
no
going
way.
For lobster.
All right,
then.
Cool. No way we can lose.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's true. That is so true.
It's win-win.
Or maybe we lobster tomorrow or vice versa in Monday and, you know, go out with Barry. What do you want to do, Barry? You want to catch bugs?
No, I want to catch bugs on Monday. But, I mean, you can, you know, if you dive the Okinawa as your first dive, then your second dive is going to be a reef anyhow. So you can do both tomorrow.
I see. Mix it up a little, maybe.
Yeah, why not?
You know, there could be some lobsters that have moved in to the Okinawa regardless. I mean, Chiefy was telling me he thought that, you know, they would be picked over so quickly. As soon as a lobster showed up on the Okinawa, it'd be taken.
Absolutely.
Which is probably true. But you never know. I mean, you could get lucky on the first dive of the day when they're out walking around. There are some disturbances out there in the Caribbean. They could be walking a little bit, you think, Barry?
Those disturbances are hopefully far, far away right now.
Well, they are.
I have a week
but,
to worry about it.
Well, so are some really massively sized lobsters. And maybe they're being scared away from, you know, way out in the deep of the Caribbean and up to the Florida coast in about 70 feet of water there at the Okinawa off of Pompano Beach. It's wishful thinking, I know, but I'm just saying. It could happen, right?
Well, here's something you can plan. If Irene does what she's supposed to do, which is turn eventually to the north and just churn up the ocean close to here, then, you know, you want to plan to be down the next day.
Yeah. Irene, is that the one that's off there, the big monster one?
Yeah. Irma, isn't it Irma?
Irma.
Yeah, I was like Irene.
Irene, Irma. It starts with an I.
Yeah. All right. Well, but they're hoping it's going to turn out to see. But, yeah, that's what I was talking about. It's still pushing all those big lobsters that are probably, you know,
it's 2,000 miles away.
Yeah, but, you know, those 20-pound lobsters are probably about that far away.
I think they're that sensitive.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's how they get so big. They're very sensitive, and they stay in the deep water away from all the divers and people that want to eat them. So, but when a storm comes up, they get spooked right up into the underbelly of the Okinawa. I'm just saying.
Not buying it.
I've had a dream like that before, and then I found
one. Still dreaming.
Yeah. I poke around the corner of after swimming through the Okinawa, and there's a big monster lobster waiting for me.
Greg, you're needed back on Earth. Greg, you're needed back on Earth.
Nope. Already too far gone. But you know, I have that dream, you know, that monster lobster. But then the challenge is when you find him or her or whatever it is, it's so big that you're like, oh boy, wait a minute. Who's going to catch who here? A 20-pound lobster could put up a pretty doggone good fight. You hear what I'm saying?
Here's a question, Greg.
Yeah?
Which would taste better, a really large older lobster or a slightly smaller younger lobster?
I'm going to go younger, but that's not the point. It's the challenge, the fight. And that's what I would like to have the challenges. You know, honestly, if I caught it, I'd be really tempted to want to give it, you know, put it, let him go.
I'd like, no, you would not.
I would. I'd be tempted
liar.
That way. No, I would.
He would eat it and stuff it and put it on his wall.
I know that you are a liar.
Okay. I mean, I would feel guilty, though, because, yeah, it'd be, you know, a lobster like that would be 100 years old if it's that big. They figure, you know, 10 to 15 pound lobster,
you know what
is
I
like
would think?
70, yeah. 60 years old.
You know what I would think if I caught that mother?
What would you think?
Well, buddy, you had a hell of a run. Here's where it ends.
Yeah. Pass the butter.
That's right.
Okay, understood.
No way I'm letting that go.
All right, maybe so, maybe so. All right, well, I'll tell you what, we have a lot to cover on the show today, including a big announcement about another dive trip that I'm literally going to go on right after we do our little run down to South Florida. We'll tell you about that with my friend Vinny Two Tanks. Jay, the diver guy, is going to chime in, I believe. He's around here someplace. We'll get him in here in just a bit right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks, new destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan, Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Snuba allows a diver to go underwater 30 feet or so without tanks on his or her back. Hoses attached to a raft on the surface. Great for kids. They gain confidence, have a blast, and it's very safe. And if you haven't done Snuba, you might like it. Factor tip of the day.
Going down, going down. Down where my breath is the only sound.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and I do have a pretty cool gig. I get to dive all the time, more than most. And I feel very blessed in that regard, for sure. And we're going to do that right after the show today. We're going to head down to South Florida and do some more diving. I couldn't get enough of it last week.
Road trip.
Yep. So we're going to head back down there, whether we dive the Okinawa, who knows. New wreck they just sank. You can hear all about it last week's episode. I think we're going to go after some lobster. And this trip is going to have... Multiple goals. It's also going to set up a baseline for me because I've been traveling a lot lately. I had a quick run out to the mountains of Wyoming last week.
To where?
Mountains of Wyoming.
Wyoming?
Yeah.
You say Wyoming?
No, that's what I said.
I didn't hear the ing.
It's there.
I heard Wyoming.
No, you're hearing things. Quit drinking.
What
did I tell you about drinking during the show?
I'm not driving.
You're supposed to drink a lot.
It's happy
hour.
You're
not drinking enough.
It's happy hour.
You're supposed to put it in your mouth, not in your ears.
Wyoming.
Yeah, one of those.
No, CJ, I'm just rubbing off on him.
Listen, Jerry the Diver Guy.
Download the podcast later and listen back.
Of what? To what?
To you saying Wyoming.
Okay, whatever. I was in the mountains. Let's just leave it at that. All right. Well, and
Jerry, didn't it sound like Wyoming?
I have to agree with CJ on
that. Thank you, Jerry.
Oh, you both have been drinking. Of course. It's just what you do.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right. So, anyway.
Well, let's go back to Wyoming.
I was in the mountains. And I had a really fun trip out there. Our buddy from Explore Ventures got hitched, by the way. Congratulations to Captain Clay. And but you know, the thing is, I went out there and it was kind of cold, especially at night. I mean, it got down to like the 60s and stuff. And I'm like, whoa,
little nippy.
Yeah. And, you know, being in Orlando, Florida, we're not used to that kind of temperature drop. Right. And I wasn't properly prepared. So, you know, we're going down to South Florida on Labor Day weekend. And then while I was out there, I got a text from Vinny Two Tanks and Butch. And Vinny's with us. And he said, hey, you know, I want to take the boat back out to Catalina Island. You want to go? And you remember when we were out there, CJ, they told us September was the month that you, as a warm water wuss, well, that'd be the only month possible that you might be able to tolerate the water.
Yep.
And I was like, hey, you know what? I can do this. Let's make this happen. And we did. So I took Vinny up on his offer and Butch. And Vinny, are you ready? Have you made the proper preparations, including like extra blankets and I don't know. I don't know what else yet. Heating pads, that kind of thing.
Well, yeah. You know, we have some packing to do. Yeah. We got to get prepared.
Okay. He hadn't done nothing, is what he's saying. Yeah. But see, I'm going to go down to South Florida, and I'm going to go dive the warm waters of Florida, and then I'm going to go directly from that, and pretty much just a few days later, fly out to Catalina, and it's going to be like a polar bear plunge kind of thing for me, I have a feeling. But I'm looking forward to it, because I want to do this, because it looked very appealing to us when we were out there around the scuba show last time, did it not, CJ?
It did.
Yeah. So I'm excited. So I'm going out there. I'm going to spend some quality time with Vinny and Butch. What is the name of the boat again, Vinny? What's Butch's name? The boat? Or should we
final,
not say?
Final Exam.
Final Exam. That's right. He's a former teacher. He's a retired teacher. So if you see the, you know, Final Exam going down off the coast of Catalina, you'll know, hey, I know that guy. Yeah. No, we're going to have a great time. It'll be so much fun. We saw so much wildlife.
Stay away from the catamarans with the jet engines this time.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, we probably won't try any tricks like welcoming the people on the Express, the Catalina Express.
Keep the dinghy well away from that.
Yeah, I don't think we need to repeat that experience, we, Vinny?
Great story, though.
It was awesome. Yeah, we almost had the flesh burn from the bones of our bodies. Via the jet engines of the Catalina Express. Good times.
I thought it was more embarrassing than dangerous.
Oh, no, it wasn't embarrassing.
Kind of a combination of both.
Vinny, you was with two dinghies, so.
Yeah. He gets the bell for that. Okay. Well, I invited CJ and invited, you know, Jared the Diver Guy. But nobody would go. They're like, no, you go deal.
Want
with
to.
Yourself.
Can't get away.
Yeah. No, I know.
Love to. Would
you guys
love
are going
to
be so jealous after
I know,
we do this.
Did you pack your dry rod and dry suit, Greg?
Yeah. You know, I have the driest dry suit in the world because it's never been in the water. And I haven't even looked at it. I thought about, you know, opening it up because it's still in the plastic and everything. But I thought, nah, I don't need to do that. Actually, Vinny, what do you think? I had someone tell me yesterday, actually, when I told them we were going over to Catalina again. They said, yeah, you probably want to do a dry suit. I said, yeah, I'm thinking maybe I need to go pick one up. He goes, you can just rent one over there. We could, couldn't we? I remember the dive operation there at Catalina had a bunch of stuff.
Oh, yeah, we could rent whatever we need or that's, you know, either way, you could bring, I'm just going to go with a regular, I'm going to wear a 5 mil.
Right, but you're like cold-blooded. You're used to this kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
I take a, I wear a Scuba Pro Pyroflex, and then I put a 5 over that, so I'm actually wearing 6.5.
Okay.
So I do dual layers.
You know, I do have this old heated rash guard thing. I could wear that under a wetsuit.
I think you should just bring a wetsuit. Do you have like you have a 5 or a 7 mil wetsuit?
Yes, I do.
Then bring that heated thing with the wet,
put
with
it under
the 7
that
mil wetsuit. Yeah. You should be fine.
Well, you know, I haven't done anything with that heated wetsuit for like 5 years. I mean, the heck.
Could just wear the heated stuff and put it under your dry suit.
Well, I got to have a dry suit. I don't have a dry suit yet. Or not the
one. Greg,
I mean, if
you're
talking about the one.
You're going to have to go through your gear, just like Butch and I are going through our gear.
What?
You know?
I'm not used to doing that.
You're not flying with all that stuff, are you?
Well, yeah, I'm going to bring some extra goo.
Goo?
Yeah, I'm going to bring some extra stuff to get through this cold water stuff. But, you know, it looked so appealing last time I was there, but it was just too cold. Even out in the air, you know, I was like, it's like in the 60s and... You know, outside during the day, I'm like, that's too cold.
You thought you were in Wyoming.
I might have thought that. That's very possible. But you know, it's like in the, you know, it's hitting 90 in Catalina right now, isn't it, Vinny?
Oh, it's really hot here right now.
Yeah. So, see, at least if I freeze my butt off underwater, I'll be able to get nice, warm, and toasty once we get topside. All right, more coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Lithium batteries ever go bad? I don't know. Let's see. All they do is cause explosions on planes and things, right? Is that what happens?
You have to recharge them. Is it rechargeable?
Yeah. They're rechargeable batteries. I'm looking at the
for what?
This rash guard electronic thing.
Will eventually die.
They will die, but if I recharge them, it might be okay.
This might not hold the charge,
or they may blow up. You know, or something.
Listen,
right?
If all else fails, just pee in your wetsuit.
Well, that's kind of what this does electronically.
That's your backup.
It's like a constant urinating in the wetsuit. But you wear this under your wetsuit, and it kind of warms up the layer of water in your wetsuit. So that might solve my problem. I forgot I had that thing. That was actually the last thing I used.
Put it on now while you're doing the show and see if it'll heat you up.
That's a good experiment for CJ, because I have a show to do. You could act as the guinea pig. Victim.
Do I need to be wet for it, or can I do it dry?
No, I don't think
I'll just pee in it.
No, don't do that, because it's mine, and I would want to wear it after. So I don't want you to do that, you know, because that
you'd be getting vitamin-rich urine.
Yeah, but I really don't need it. I took my multi this morning.
I'm saying I'm full of vitamins.
Well, I appreciate that. I do. But
you name the vitamin. I've got it.
Tell me the percentage.
I've got it in my urine.
I don't need any more.
Whatever I don't absorb is yours.
Well, I don't need it. But
you look like
you
could
have goat weed in your system.
Excuse me? What did he say?
Wheat?
Goat weed.
Goat weed.
Yeah.
That sounds like a Mountains of Virginia issue.
Oh, no.
That's what they smoke up in Wyoming.
Oh. That's probably true. There was a lot of goats. They had a lot of goats there. All right. Well, we'll figure this out. Let me pull these batteries out. You're going to put this on?
Our Denver listeners going, hell yeah, man.
I think you actually can put this on.
Hello,
you're supposed to be in the water, but it won't matter, CJ. Just slip this on and I'll flip this way, okay?
Maybe.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Second floor, hardware, children's wear, ladies' lingerie. Oh, good morning, Mr. Tyler. Going down.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ in the studio. Vinny Two Tanks, Barry. And Jerry the Diver Guy, connected via the web. All right, so, Jerry, I got to talk to you. You know, I haven't figured out, you know, exactly what I'm going to do about this cold water stuff, but you got to deal with it all the time up there, don't you? Isn't it still cold?
Well, I was, but I have a new place that I have been going, 81 degrees.
81 degrees, really?
Oh, yeah.
Where?
It's the Gray Quarry.
Oh, the Rock Gray Quarry. It's 81 degrees? It's obviously not at elevation.
Super nice.
So where is this in relation to the mountains of Virginia?
Well, it is in East Tennessee in a little town called Gray, Tennessee.
Okay.
It's right off Interstate 26.
Yeah.
This place is so interesting. It went from, I think one of the co-owners, Brian, said that when they started diving this thing, it had like 6 inches of visibility.
Well, how did they fix that? Yeah.
Well, they improved it by putting aeration in it. So they hooked up some compressors and stuff and pumped oxygen in it, and now it's got great views. The water temperature's awesome. So
how does pumping air in it clear up the visibility? I don't get it.
Well, that I don't know. I ain't no scientist.
Ah,
it sunk all of the particles in the water, put it on the bottom.
Okay.
So the viz is just straight. It's great.
Huh. All right. So, yeah, maybe it just made the water lighter, so it floated, the clear water floated.
I believe it has something to do with zinc ions.
Oh. That would make sense. Or at least it sounds like it does.
Well, they've done something good, but, I mean, we even seen a freshwater jellyfish last night.
Really? So they got weird critters like that.
Yeah, they got some koi fish, different types of fish in it.
Well, how do you get a freshwater jellyfish? They had to plant that, didn't they?
Nope.
They said it just grew there in Tennessee.
Just grew. That's all I know.
You believe whatever they tell you, don't you?
Jerry, that was
how does any other jellyfish get anywhere?
Swimming, duh.
How did those
jellyfish fairy? Hello.
Palau.
Hello. Have you noticed any glowing rods down the bottom of this quarry that you dive in?
No glowing rods.
Mm. Yeah, what kind
there,
of
there's a, there's a couple pictures of it, of the freshwater jelly.
Really?
It's pretty neat looking.
Well, that would be, you know, someone who is slightly more intelligent than the collection of idiots we have on the show here could possibly educate us on how a freshwater jellyfish just shows up in Tennessee like that without it being planted like an invasive species.
Like this, I miss Bubble Boy.
He would surely have an answer.
He would know. He would not. He would know, and he would tell us.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I have a feeling though he would just chime in as like, well, there's the jellyfish fairy, and she flies around the world and delivers little jellyfish into different waterways.
There's a mommy jellyfish and a daddy jellyfish.
I'm not so sure about that.
It's a government experiment.
It could be. Yeah, you didn't sprout like a third nipple after you dove the site or anything like that, right, Jerry?
Let me check.
Okay.
No.
Oh. Boy, there was an image.
But this place is starting to grow. I mean, they've got a lot of stuff they're getting ready to go on. They're going to be sinking an airplane this weekend.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Yeah.
So they're going to be adding the airplane. They've got a fire truck that's got a training platform on it.
Is that airplane the one I saw on Facebook where you're standing in front of?
Yep, that's it.
Oh, yeah. So you saw the plane sitting there by the quarry?
Yep.
Before they're getting ready to do it. Have they opened it up so people can swim through it, or was it already opened up?
No, they're still doing a little work to it. The plans is right now That they're going to try to sink it tomorrow.
Okay.
So,
who's going to fly this puppy? Have you volunteered to fly it right into the quarry for him?
No.
No, you're not going to do that?
No.
Greg, they have to take the engine out. You know how these things work.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. They'll probably use something, you know, more conventional.
Have to be a glider.
Right.
Go up to the top of the mountain like Wile E. Coyote, off the cliff.
Oh, that would
right into the water.
Into it.
That would be a fun way to spend your Labor Day weekend.
That's a GoPro opportunity.
Of course it is. How big of a plane are we talking that they're sinking at Gray Quarry?
I don't know how big it is, but it's they've got six skeletons they're putting in it, so it's a pretty,
what?
Pretty nice plane.
Wait,
yeah.
Hold on. They're putting like human skeletons in it, like it actually went down?
No.
What are you saying? Because that would be freaking cool. I'd want to go see that.
Jellyfish skeletons.
Well, for you, they're real skeletons.
Right.
Just for you.
No, are they seriously?
They come direct from Wyoming.
Are they seriously putting in skeletons into the plane?
Yeah.
As part of the attraction? I mean, that'll time out perfect, you know, as we get ready for Halloween. So they'll have someone there at the yoke like you steer in the plane, like the plane went down. And then
they'll
make up some story.
Either that or you can crawl in and be the pilot.
Okay, I don't know. What's he trying to say there exactly? I think there's an underlying...
You just need to come up here and go to this thing.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
But how many seats in the airplane? I mean, is it a big plane, like a commercial jet liner? It's not that big.
No.
It's like, what, a four-seater small plane kind of thing?
It's looked like a four- or six-seater.
Okay.
It was not a Cessna.
It wasn't a Cessna, but it was a small little plane that they're going to throw into the thing there, and people will be diving. How deep is Gray Quarry?
I think the deepest we got last night was 71 or 72 feet.
Yeah. So you're using that as your open water or confined water or both?
I think I'm going to start using it for both.
Yeah, you can? It's big enough?
For advanced and open water.
Yeah. So, I mean,
they have training platforms. So,
okay. So it sounds like a pretty big facility. Is it pretty big?
It's a 3-acre lake. So
okay. Well, that's not
pretty
bad.
Damn.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, and how far is it from the mountains of Virginia? From your,
that takes me about an hour and a half.
You said it was in Tennessee.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, but Jerry's in the mountains of Virginia. Mountain Divers.
Right.
So he's about an hour and a half away. All right. So it's not too far. You get out there, do what you need to do, and get back. You been doing some training?
A little bit.
Right.
Not a whole lot. It's starting to pick up again.
Yeah.
Everybody's wanting to get everything in before cold weather starts.
Well, right before we went on the air, CJ said something that you did a night dive last night.
Yeah.
Was that at the quarry?
Was it the quarry? Yeah, it's where we seen the.
Were you at the quarry or the quarry?
Quarry,
in Wyoming?
I'm from the mountains. It don't matter how I say it. Same place.
We're all humans, Greg.
Says like you.
Wyoming.
Mm-hmm. Bubble Boy was an alien. You know that. He might have been deported. I don't know where he is today. But regardless.
I know, but I ain't saying.
Okay.
No,
so
he's working.
That's what we're going to say. All right, so you did a night dive. Was this part of training, or were you just doing this for fun?
Just doing it for fun.
Okay. So you went over there, did a night dive, and you stayed right by there, or did you zip back and forth?
No, I just come back to the house.
Okay. All right.
I'm an hour and a half away.
All right. So what do you see on a night dive in a quarry?
Well, you've seen catfish.
Freshwater
jellyfish?
Well, so you saw the jellyfish on the night dive. What I'm wondering is, like, in a dive site like that, is it really different at night other than it being dark? I mean, do different critters come out and stuff?
The catfish and stuff are more active.
Yeah.
The bluegill, stuff like that, are actually kind of sleeping on the bottom.
So the crappie are sleeping?
No, the crappie are out.
Well, I thought the crappie were bluegill.
No.
So what's the difference between a crappie and a bluegill?
That's two different things.
I thought they were about the same. Are they?
They're about the same.
But they're slightly different
species.
They are. So there's crappie.
Yes.
What do you like better, crappie or bluegill? You like crappy just because you like saying
just
crappy.
Just crappy because it's cool to say.
Yeah, that's what.
Who
I,
gives a crappy?
Yeah,
I'll say
Thank
it.
You,
there
CJ.
We go.
Yeah,
someone had to.
Yeah, but it, so you see a little bit more active catfish activity, kind of like they're like the sharks of the freshwater quarry world, maybe.
Yep.
Okay.
Would that be an aquarium?
No. No, it's a quarry to you. It's a quarry to him.
When these guys get it done, it'll look like an aquarium.
What are they doing?
Oh, they're adding stuff all the time. Yeah. They have great plans.
Okay. So did they
so
like...
So you need to get up here.
Jerry, you need some freshwater mermaids.
Maybe.
Ooh,
mermaids...
They need some mermaids.
They probably come out more often on a night dive, I would assume. They'd be more active, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Looking for more than just great diving on your next adventure? Consider Curacao. Easy to get to and easy to enjoy. Curacao feels like a little piece of Europe on the edge of the Caribbean. The iconic World Heritage Site of Willemstad, Dutch culture and nightlife will satisfy even the most demanding landlubber and allow you to make the most of your surface interval. Check out Curacao.com for more info. That's C-U-R-A-C-A-O.com. Curacao, where it's summer year-round and you always feel at home.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
This place is completely freeing. Would you believe that today I dabbled in public nudity? Daphne and I found a secluded cove on the beach. We shed our garments and surrendered ourselves to the sand, the sea, and one rather curious grouper.
That's exactly what we're doing here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We're going to wrap up the show here after another hour and head down to South Florida from our home base of operations in Orlando and do some diving. That'll prep me for Catalina, or at least give me a baseline of, probably coldness. You know what I'm saying?
What I'll do is I'll put some ice cubes in your BC.
Down my wetsuit, yeah.
Yeah, I'll put some ice cubes in your BC.
Right.
Maybe pour some cold water on you.
Mm-hmm. That would work.
Get used to it. You know, slowly acclimate your body
that's
to
what
the cold water.
Probably should do. And, then,
and
so
if
I'm
you want,
that,
if you'd like, I will wake you up that way as well.
No.
I'll get a cold bucket of water.
No, we don't need any ice bucket challenge. That's.
It would help.
No.
You don't want to, go in there cold, as they say.
Yeah.
And
just catch him not looking and throw it.
No, no, we don't. I don't think that'll be necessary. But you know,
initial shock.
Yeah, well, the initial shock, that it'll be more of a refreshing.
And then I'll get some wet spinach.
Yeah.
To simulate kelp.
Oh,
any kelp that you might
encounter. Now you're talking. Now you're talking.
And I'll wrap it around your head like a headband. You'll look like Rambo 3.
Okay.
Wearing a spinach headband.
Now you're finally talking sense.
Yeah. It takes a little bit to get there.
Yeah. But, Barry, what do you think?
Are you staying at Walt's house again?
Yeah, we are. Have a tentative reservation at the Gomez Hilton, yes.
So that's 2 days of rum punch, huh?
Well, it's pretty much unlimited, yes. That's
complimentary.
Mm-hmm. That goes with the territory.
It's really a tradition.
That sweet elixir.
It's insulting to the host if you don't partake a little bit.
Exactly. You know, so we will...
I don't want to be rude.
No, we never are. We always manage to be extra gracious by drinking as much as possible.
First, you say hello to the hammerhead shark mural in the kitchen.
Yeah, true.
And then you say, bottoms up.
I think that's what you do.
Yep.
I think that is pretty much...
It's exactly what you do.
Yeah. Everybody knows. They've all been there.
Hello, Mr. Hammerhead. Gurgle, 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 gurgle.
Okay. So, well, once again, I'll do that. We'll go down and catch some lobster, maybe see the Okinawa, go out to Catalina Island. Then it's literally a week later, we're going over to the Turks and Caicos for our 20-year anniversary Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Explorer Ventures. And I do have some news. There is supposedly there is one cabin left on the Scuba Cruise, but it's the VIP suite. So it's a little, there's a little bump in it, but if you're a diving couple, because they have a queen size bed in that room, you could still potentially go. Or if you want to pay for both, I guess you could have it all to yourself. But it's it's a VIP suite on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 Liveaboard for October 7th through the 14th. If you want to call them up, 1-800-322-3577. Now, Vinny Two Tanks and Butch, who is going to, you know, they're hosting me on their, on Butch's boat, the final exam out there in Catalina. They're going to be on the boat as well. So this will be kind of like a warm-up cruise for our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. Am I right in assuming such things, Vinny? What do you think?
Yeah, it'll certainly do that for us.
In a sense, that trip in Catalina will make us appreciate the Turks and Caicos just that much more, I have a feeling, because it will be a little on the cooler side in Catalina compared to the Turks and Caicos, right?
It'll be bathtub, yep.
It'll be bathtub in the Turks and Caicos. In Catalina, it'll be a refreshing preservation of like...
Ass chest.
It'll wake you up.
It'll wake you up. You know, it'll probably... cryogenically preserve you for, you know, a week or how many days you jump in the water.
Hey, Vinny, are those white sharks still hanging around Long Beach, or are they gone?
I think they're gone now. But, you know, California, there's a lot of stuff out between all those Channel Islands. There's a lot of stuff out there.
Well, you're going to see a lot of cool stuff.
I mean,
now, somebody was asking me about that. Like, hey, what about the great whites? Well, they don't have great whites in September around Catalina because it's too warm then. For them, right, Vinny?
Yeah.
Or do they still have sightings of great whites off the coast of California right now?
I haven't heard any recently, but, you know, you never know.
It could happen. No, I'm not either, but I'm just saying, you know, you hear the stories about the abalone divers and stuff like that, but that's usually during the cooler months because the great whites like the cooler water, unlike us warm water wusses. You know, we're going to be diving off the coast of Catalina in the warmest month of the year. For that spot, so I would assume that we're not going to really see anything.
The most
like
dangerous people are the sea urchin. You know, there's a lot of sea urchins off California coast, and it turns out that that's a very popular food source in Japan, uni.
Yeah.
And
right.
So they go down there with hookahs. They have long hookah hoses, and they have these huge baskets, and they're raking in these sea urchins. And every so many years, they lose one, goes away. They can't find them.
Well, one of the Japanese sea urchin divers.
One of the sea urchin. No, it's American. It's commercial fishermen. But you got to go down and rake them into these big. You know, there's thousands and thousands of them. They're raking them in these baskets.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, every so many years, a diver goes, they lose a diver. And, you know, they figure it's a great white that got them.
A great white or a giant sea urchin.
Maybe.
Yeah, we could go with that as well. So, you know, there's a lot of adventure
freshwater
that
jelly
awaits us. Off the, it could be a flare. It could be. You never know. The jellyfish fairy
salt water
could have dropped off a few right there in Canada. We'll find out in a couple of weeks. All right, we got hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving on deck. Stay close. We're just getting started.
Each little snail here know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we are lucky down in the mud.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.